CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community.
This is Donna Marion. Today I'm talking with Phyllis Hirota about Sjogren's syndrome.
How has a Sjogren's syndrome diagnosis impacted your life so far?
The first few years, I dealt with dry eyes. That seemed to be the only problem. Eventually, my mouth became drier. Then the fatigue and the pain settled in, and I ended up, unfortunately, having to leave work early. And my whole intent on life was just to keep on working because I love my work, and that came as a tremendous shock. I can't do the things that I used to. I can't do as many things in a day.
Phyllis, your experience has inspired you to create a support group for other people sharing this diagnosis. Can you talk a bit about that?
Each province seemed to have representatives who had a support group. We now have just under 25, and that is since May.
And if people want to join that support group, how can they find you?
Through email, phirota, H-I-R-O-T-A, at shaw.ca.
If someone was living with or related to Sjogren's diagnosis, what would you recommend?
To listen to the person's complaint. Care for them because they need it. People who have Sjogren's disease, there is nothing visible with this syndrome, and this is why it's so hard.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.